This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. You know, it was just about a week ago, I was listening to some of the archives from last week, that I said something. We were talking about the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, mm-hmm. FLDS. We're talking about how the government in Texas had stolen their children from them, over 400 of their children from them. I don't have an update on that case tonight, but what I had said in relationship to that was I had paraphrased and actually rephrased Pastor Martin Niemöller's famous quote from World War II, first they came for the communists, well, first they came for the FLDS, then they came for, and I didn't know what was going to be next at that time last week, but now I do. Did you hear about the new religious sect that is under attack,
no.
Mark? Oh, you haven't got caught wind of this one yet. Well, according to ABCNews.com, three teenagers have been removed from a remote New Mexico compound run by a self-described messiah in a new case involving a religious sect and allegations of sex abuse. The three teens, a 16-year-old boy, a 16-year-old girl, and a 13-year-old girl, were taken into custody over a three-day period starting April 22nd. They'd been living at a compound called Strong City, home to the Lord of Our Righteousness Church. According to the public safety bureaucrat in New Mexico, he said the state police are investigating what has happened there. They were there to make sure that the kids were safely removed and that there was no trouble. Well, there was no trouble, by the way, before the state showed up, just to let you know. These young people here are old enough, certainly old enough, to be able to make decisions for themselves.
Certainly the oldest.
16, and 13. They're certainly old enough to comprehend what's going on in their lives. It's not like, you know, they're four-year-olds being molested by some guy calling himself Jesus here.
So what's happening?
Well, we'll get you the details.
I want the details, man.
Spokesbureaucrat for the state's Children, Youth, and Families Department said that the state is looking into the best options for the children. She says, we have three children in custody. The information we have is there are other young adults residing at the compound. Child welfare officials will work with the district attorney as the criminal investigation continues. We're continuing a thorough assessment. We did receive information alleging inappropriate contact with minors on the compound. Cerna, the bureaucrat, would not say who provided her department with the tip, but she said it came from a very reliable source. So right now, you've got a very similar situation here where another anonymous tip has come into the government. And where if they know who it is, they're not revealing who it is. So to us, it's an anonymous tip that's come into the government about inappropriate sexual contact. As a result, they've gone in and they've, again, in a completely different situation, a completely different religion, in a totally different place, taken people's children from them. From a child protective standpoint, she said, our concern is the parental role where the parents, either by neglect or active participation, abandon or neglected a child. It's not the first time police have been to Strong City. The FBI, state police, local law enforcement, and social workers went into the compound run by sect leader Michael Traviser and his followers in 2002 when rumors circulated that the group was planning a mass suicide. No suicides took place, no arrests were made, and no children were taken into custody, according to the police in that case. In the current case, according to the bureaucrats, concern is focused more on the parents of the teens taken into custody than the group's leader. Michael Traviser, who also goes by the name Wayne Bent, broke from the Seventh-day Adventist Church in 1987 to form his Lord of Our Righteousness Church. On the group's website, Traviser, 66, describes being anointed the Messiah by God back in 2000, shortly after moving to the New Mexico property in the state's northeastern corner. So this guy actually has claimed himself to be, you know, Christ on earth, essentially.
Yeah.
And according to the story here at ABC News, and I did go to their website, by the way, and unlike the people unlike the polygamist sect, mm-hmm. which is pretty reclusive, I suppose.
Yeah.
I don't think they have internets in that their compound.
Right. They're not trying to drum up new support and have people come out there and worship their new messiah.
Strong City, on the other hand, has their own website and their own blog. We'll read a couple entries from that here in a moment to get their view of this whole situation without the mass media filtering that's going on here. But according to Traviser, who wears a beard and in some photographs flowing robes...
be a messiah without a beard and flowing robes.
He looks the part, man, I'll tell you. He's not granting interview requests, but along with his followers, he's using his website to criticize efforts by authorities to investigate the sect. One of the quotes on his site from him says, "No sex acts with teenagers have ever happened here, but the satanic forces of the media continue to concoct their witch's brew in order to destroy the message that was sent to you from heaven." He posted on the site, along with video shot by church members, showing the first of the teens taken from the compound by officials. "There was never any child molestation or adult molestation by anyone, including myself," he said. "There has never been any sex with minors or anything remotely approaching that, and I was never the initiator in any of the events." Traviser describes the media in a post Wednesday as an arm of the beast that lives on lies and hallucinations. He says, "I'll speak with the media when they let my children go permanently."
I can't disagree with him.
Traviser,
a large amount of the media, at least.
Traviser identifies the teens who were taken from the compound and provides what he claims are writings from them that show their confusion with why the state would take them into custody. A narrator, she's very clear about the direction she's going in her life, says a narrator on the footage of one of the teens being taken away, much clearer than many adults. The group claims that the teenagers taken by the state have family members living among Traviser's followers and consent from parents who do not live on the compound. Even so, there have been no national laws broken here in this land, even if the laws are man-made and concocted for the slavery of children, Traviser wrote in one post. "Instead of marriage, the world must now watch their children have sex in the back seats of cars and behind the garage, and they must submit to a million abortions every year." Jeff Bent, identified as Traviser's son, appealed to New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson in a rambling letter which he claims to be a former police officer. He says, "I'm incensed at the hypocrisy of your world, that you can accuse us of the very crimes your cult is guilty of," wrote Bent, talking about the cult of the omnipotent state, basically. And I actually did watch that video that I believe was narrated by Mr. Bent of the 16-year-old female being taken away from the compound. There were a lot of hugs. She clearly was very attached to the people that she was going to be taken away from. And he made a great point in the video, and that is that look and see who's using the force. He says, nobody forced her to stay here. Her parents consented to have her here. She likes being here. It's clear who's using force in this situation. And they made it very clear that that they weren't going to do anything about this, but that, you know, they believe the wrath of God is going to come down upon the state because of what they've done.
God seems pretty lax when it comes to states and bringing down his wrath and stuff.
Yeah.
To my mind, you know, maybe I'm wrong.
The group's website features a slew of postings, written and video, by church members professing various doctrines tied to the church. Blah, 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 blah. He says here, another aspect of his church is, by his own admission, involves sex with his followers. He writes in a September 11th, 2007 post that he had sex with three women, including his son's wife, at God's prompting. He also writes about virgins visiting him in his bed, but claims he declined their requests for sex. So he actually does admit in one of the posts, I also read one of these, where he does admit that he has laid naked in bed with virgins, and that's all that happened. And then one of the girls that was taken from the compound, the 16-year-old, she has her own blog post where she talks about that, where she also admits to lying naked with this man in his bed, or Mr. Traviser, and she claims she attempted to get him to be intimate with her, but he refused. So, and you know what? Even if he had gotten intimate with her, it wouldn't have been any of my business. And besides, in a lot of states, the age of consent is 16 anyway. So, you know, there doesn't seem to be legally a big deal there. It's just that some people view these sorts of this sort of behavior as inappropriate, and they've decided they want to punish these people for living life in a way that might be different than you and I would choose to live life.
I would say that it's, the behavior sounds inappropriate to me, but I'm still not ready to throw anybody in jail over it.
1-800-259-9231, a blog entry from one of the young ladies that was taken, allegedly from her. We'll share that with you here in a moment. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Maybe they'll take your kids next.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL-CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features include archives. So if you missed a moment of the show, go and get them for free right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience at freetalklive.com. Lots of archives. We give them to you.
The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 9th through the 15th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to meet hundreds of individuals who, like you, cherish liberty and are living the goal of liberty in our lifetimes, and listen to concerts, enjoy some barbecue, and socialize around the fire. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. Porkfest.com.
800-259-9231. It has happened again in a matter of, it's only been a matter of weeks since it happened in a major way in Texas. Over 400 children being stolen from their parents in the FLDS compound, as it's been called, in I think it was West Texas or wherever it was. And that was pretty tragic. And this story, even though it only involves three teenagers, I don't think is any less tragic, because the fundamental is still the same, and that is that kids have been stolen from the place that they were living peacefully, that they consented to live at. They've been uprooted from their lifestyle and forced into the custody of state government people. And there's so very little outcry about this because they're different.
Yeah.
These people are different. They're not regular Christians or regular Americans or whatever it is you consider yourself, Catholic or Buddhist or whatever it is, you know, your mainstream religion or atheist. Whatever it is you believe, they're not like you. They're a very small group of people that has an unusual set of beliefs living together with one another in peace with the rest of the outside world. They don't bother anybody. In this particular case, we're talking about a group that had, again, three teenagers stolen from them in New Mexico. Of course, they're describing this place as a compound. It's called Strong City, home to the Lord of Our Righteousness Church. Yet another, small enclave of believers that have decided that they want to live life in a way that's a little bit different from most people. But apparently the state has decided that that's not appropriate. They went in there about a week ago and took three children. The first day they took one young lady, a 16-year-old, and then the next, about 2 days later, they came and they took two more teenagers, another 16-year-old and a 13-year-old. They're alleging that they have an anonymous tip, or if they know who it is, they aren't revealing who it is. So, again, a similar situation with an anonymous person calling to report so-called inappropriate sexual goings-on. We do know that the church leader, self-professed Messiah, Michael Traviser, has admitted to laying naked in bed with virgins. He has claimed that there was no sexual activity going on, but I don't care if there was sexual activity going on. No one forced these people to be there. If they believe he's the Messiah and they think they're going to go to heaven by giving him a BJ or whatever, then that should be their business. I mean, you might find it disturbing and weird, but maybe your religion's disturbing and weird. Maybe what your belief system is bizarre. Maybe we should go after you next. And that's kind of where I'm going with all this is, well, they've gone after the fundamentalist Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints people. Now they're going after this particular religion in New Mexico. Who's to say your religion won't be next? I know you probably feel safe. You're a member of, you know, the Presbyterians or the Baptists or the Catholics or whoever. And you've got a big church, so you'll be okay, right? You just keep telling yourself that. And maybe you will be. But maybe you won't. Who's to say who they'll pick on next and for what reasons? If they can do this to a peaceful group of people, they can do it to any peaceful group of people. And I think it's absolutely sick what the state is doing. I'm not going to pass judgment on this guy and his followers. They've all consented to be there.
Well, we can pass judgment. I mean, it sounds like his religion's a little wacky, but, you know,
it's none
religions are wacky.
Yeah, it's none of my business what their religious beliefs are. But what I'd like to do here is share a blog post. They have their own website, by the way, and this is very different from the polygamists who are dressing in 19th century clothing and living the lives of, I guess, 19th century people kind of living today. They're not so interested in internet, but these people are, and they have their own blog. I'll give you the URL. It's strongcity.info, strongcity.info. So I have a feeling this is going to be one of the more useful places to pay attention to as this case continues to unfold. Here's a post from one of the teenagers that was confiscated by the government people. This was written before she was taken away. So it was after the first girl was taken, but before this 13-year-old was taken away. This is the 13-year-old named Willow, photographed with her father here on the blog page. Looks like a happy young teen, and her dad looks pretty happy, too. Here's what she has to say. Yesterday, April 22nd, the state police and CYFD workers came and took Heald, a 16-year-old woman who lived here in Strong City. She was happy here. All her friends were here. Everything she knew was here, but they took her. They said someone had allegations against her parents, and it was under investigation. Part of this was filmed by Uriel, and I did, again, you can watch the video footage on their website. It's clear this woman, this young lady, this 16-year-old, was not trying to run into the arms of the state and say, "Thank you for coming and rescuing me. Please protect me from these sickos." No, she was given the opportunity to say goodbyes to people and give them hugs, and it was clear that she didn't really want to leave, from what I could tell. Anyway, she goes on. Again, this is a 13-year-old writing this, allegedly. She says, "It's a mystery to me. Why does the state say that you can only follow your conscience if you're above the age of 18? Why cannot they just let others follow God's voice to their own heart? This is truly a puzzle to me. If God can create a human being, doesn't he have the right to do what he wants with this human being? Well, the state does not see it this way. They say that if you're under the age of 18, then you must obey your parents or the state, depending on where the parents stand. You do not have the mind power to reason until you're 18. Of course, anyone should know that until you turn 18, you don't have a mind, a heart, or a soul. But on that magic day, you all of a sudden get a mind, heart, and soul. This should be common knowledge." Well, I don't know what's going to happen with this, but one thing I do know is that everything's on God's hands, and not even the police or the CYFD can do anything that he doesn't give them to do. We'll see what happens, but I do know God always wins. So that's one of the young ladies that was taken just 2 days after she wrote that particular blog post about one of her friends that was stolen away from their family.
Mm.
And I think that's, I mean, beyond the God stuff, which I don't necessarily agree with, but the logic there is pretty sound as far as, well, you're not able to make decisions until you're 18. I'm pretty sure that's poppycock, because I was making all kinds of decisions for myself at age 16 and 15 and 14. They might not have all been the right decisions, but I could make decisions.
And people over the age of 18 are making decisions that I wouldn't consider the right decisions.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, the idea that you can't make decisions for yourself until you're 18 is really, it's ludicrous. Every time you cross the street as a minor, you're making the decision as to whether a life or death situation.
Yep.
Your parents have given you good advice. Hopefully they've given you good advice in all areas of life. And you can, you know, choose what kind of decisions you make.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, again, we'll keep an eye on this one here. And as this continues to develop, if we hear more, we'll let you know. And of course, if you hear something, don't hesitate to call and let us know what you know. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We go across the pond in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlkaVita. AlkaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and the undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating eating well, rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients. Your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlkaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlkaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us, including the wiki. Over 1,500 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. wiki.freetalklive.com. You want to move to New Hampshire, but don't know where you're going to live? PorkManor.com is a new website that connects freedom-loving landlords with freedom-loving renters. Landlords can easily manage the display of their rentals, including uploading photos and showing videos. Renters can find a place where they'll be living with libertarians and even anarchists. It's simple, efficient, cheap, and effective. Visit PorkManor.com. That's P-O-R-C-M-A-N-O-R, PorkManor.com. 800-259-9231, across the pond we go. But, Mark, you've got another coming up here, another story of Child Protective Services, so-called, coming to remove a child's freedom and steal them from their parents. We'll get to that, but first, we go to your calls. It is Gavin in the UK, across the pond. Hello, Gavin.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, doing well. What's on your mind tonight?
Right, well, as you may be aware, that I'm the fella... the local councillor who's been suspended from his party for speaking of liberty-orientated endeavours, really.
Right. You were, I guess you were punished internally inside your party because you were honest about your opinions and your feelings about, for instance, ending prohibition, about gun control, and they didn't like you speaking out, so they punished
you. That's right. But I'm not calling today to brag about my own... stance on all this. I want to say to anybody who listens to Free Talk Live to just basically think about their stance on all of this and, you know, sign up to anything that's remotely liberty orientated, because at the end of the day, I'm not important. You're not important. Free Talk Live is not important. We're all a part of this wonderful little scheme to promote liberty-orientated arguments. But the problem is that people aren't listening. And wherever we can possibly argue that, we should be, screaming from the rooftops, if you like.
Well, I the one thing I would take issue on what you said, I agree that people should get involved, people that believe that, as we do, that people should be free to live their lives in the way they want, as long as they don't hurt another person in the process. I think the people that think that way, they should get involved, but at the same time, the term arguing, I don't know if I agree with. I think that persuading is much more of an accurate term for what we should be doing. Instead of arguing, where when you argue, the opponent digs into their position and then they come back at you with their points. Gavin, we're going to have to let you go. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Hopefully he lives through that.
Yeah, I'm sure he will.
But, yeah, persuasion, I think, is a little bit...
well,
you've got to get your terms right.
One can use argue in the form of persuade, but...
No, I don't think you can. You can't persuade someone when you're arguing with them. They're not going to listen to your persuasions. They're not going to listen to your points. The typical mode of operation for an argument is one side presents his points, the other side presents their points, and usually during the process of one side presenting one's points, the other side is thinking about what points the other side wants to present instead of actually listening to and receiving correctly the points the opposing side is attempting to make, if that makes any sense.
Yes.
So it's essentially two sides digging in trenches and lobbing weaponry at one another, verbal weaponry, and it doesn't do anything to actually persuade. While it could persuade an audience, an argument between two parties could persuade third parties, it is very unlikely to actually persuade the party that you are arguing with. So that's why the Advocates for Self-Government do such a great job at theadvocates.org at helping people better their persuasion skills and helping them tweak their communication ability when it comes to talking with others. That way, instead of walking away from a discussion feeling like you just wasted a bunch of your time on someone that's not even listening to what you're saying, you can learn how to listen to them in the first place, because if they know that you're listening to them instead of you just thinking about the points you're going to make, if they know you're listening to them, then they're more likely to listen to you when you actually have something to say back to them. And there's a whole art and a whole process to listening. And if you've never actually studied it, then you probably aren't that good at it. I mean, it really takes effort to listen. Sometimes I find myself not doing as good of a job as I would like to do. And I have to make a conscious effort to really pay attention to what is being said. And one of the things you'll hear me do on the airwaves here, which you don't hear very many talk show hosts do, is you'll hear me come back after someone has been on the phones and they've said something to us. I'll come back and I'll rephrase it in my own words to make sure I understood correctly what it was that person was trying to say. Let me see if I understand you. Let me see if I have this straight. And then I'll go and I'll rephrase what was said. And there are times when I just won't get it, when I'll rephrase it and I won't be spot on. But that's okay, because by doing that, you give the other person the opportunity to say, oh, no, that's not what I meant. What I meant was this. Whereas if you say stuff to me, Mark, and blah, 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 and I'm over here taking notes, or I'm thinking about what I'm going to say or whatever, and then I come back and say something else in response, you don't know if I understood what you said. Even if I nod my head and go, you don't really know for sure if I understood. But if I rephrase what you said to me, then, yeah, you know if I got it or not. So that's one technique. That's one tip for being a better listener, I think, that is pretty easy to implement in one's own life. And you'll be amazed at some of the doors that good listening can open for you. Just a tip. 800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls. We talk to Chris in Virginia on the AMP line. Hey, Chris. Chris, Virginia, going once. Chris, Virginia, going twice, I think. Okay, I don't know who this is. It might be Chris. I don't know. Unscreened, AMP line, who's this?
It's Ziggy.
Ziggy in the UK. What's on your mind?
And I'm not going to cough all the way through my call.
Great, Gavin.
But can you hear any bleeping on the line? Because last time I was listening back to the podcast and it kept going bleep.
That was the amp lines. We had a problem with the call waiting was still turned on one of the lines. So that has been eliminated at this point. So we should not be hearing any bleeping. Go ahead.
Anyways, yesterday was election day here, local elections, all up and down the country.
Okay.
And I got to the polling station, and suddenly I just thought, why am I bothering? You know, you have three parties, main parties in this country, and though their policies are slightly different from one another, they're not that much different. And it is all very tribal, you know. You know, basically the yellow tribe is a bit different from the blue tribe, and the blue tribe is a bit different from the red tribe. But no one is really radically singing for the, individual liberty in this country. And I just thought, bollocks. It's going to be the same old bollocks again and again and again. I can't be bothered. I just, you know, just complete disengagement. It was almost like I always felt like it was a moment of clarity, such as you had with the Libertarian Party the other day.
Yeah, I mean, I feel the same way as you do at this point. I mean, the Libertarian Party is so watered down, it doesn't represent the principles it at one time did.
I have previous experience. I don't know if I told you, but last I knew a Libertarian Party candidate standing, I think, in Missouri for the legislature there. And basically, they were in support of the Iraqi war. What?
Yeah.
Sorry, you're a libertarian and you're supporting a war? The party was founded, you know, on the premise of, non-initiation of force.
Yeah.
And here you are talking about America being an imperial power by force.
It's one of the most frustrating things that has bugged me over the last few years, so I'm totally with you, man. And so did you end up going to vote, or did you just turn around and go home?
No. I just turned around. Well, you'll love this. I actually sat outside the polling station on the wall, smoked a reefer, and a police car actually drove by.
Well, glad you didn't get caught, Zig. Thanks for the call, man.
Do anything.
Appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Plus, we got some drug news about ketamine tonight, interestingly enough. This is Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
My husband has had lots of blood pressure problems. It would just be really high. The doctor would work with him, and he'd give him some medication for a little while. It would maybe work, and then it wouldn't, and he was going back and forth, and my husband's not the type that he wants to go to the doctor anyway. He'll wait till he is in major problems. So a friend gave us a bottle of Carvite, and he started on it, and within a very short time, I'm going to say 2 weeks at the most, it was just leveling out. And as long as he's been on these, it has literally saved his life.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our 1 hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. And our Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So start your shopping experience at amazon.freetalklive.com. Still to come, another Child Protective Services sad tragic story, but first, we'll go to your phone calls. Tom in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom. Tom, hello.
Another thing about arguing a point that I wanted to bring up, by the way.
Yes, sir.
Is when somebody interrupts their opponent in the argument, when what they're doing is they're truncating what the person's trying to say,
mm-hmm.
and thereby forming a shorter statement that's completely different in meaning from the longer statement that the person's trying to make,
mm-hmm.
and then they furiously respond to the shorter statement, and they refuse to let the person clarify that, you know, they're trying to make this longer statement. Like, let's say the wife observes, "You're not entitled to everything you demand," and he's trying to say, "Yes, I am, because I'm not demanding anything to which I am not entitled." Okay,
mm-hmm.
But you truncate that one after the first three words, it makes it sound like simply demanding something means he's going to be entitled to it. And she starts flying off the handle, and she's either going to break up with him because he claims he's entitled to whatever he demands, or she's going to break up with him because he tackles her and holds her mouth shut while he finishes his sentence. Either way,
are you recapping something that happened at the Tom household last night?
Oh, no.
Once
upon a time, though, there was a candidate for sheriff, and he was denouncing this crime. He's running on a law and order platform, okay? It's terrible. And he was also a single guy. So he'd go out on the dating websites,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, he'd meet women that way, and he'd take her out to dinner, and take her out to the movies, and, of course, buy her drinks, and then see whether he's going to get any or not, okay?
Right.
But he's decrying these criminals who keep visiting downtown, and they're gambling, and they're paying for sex.
Hmm.
And, I mean, they're criminals, okay? He doesn't gamble, and he doesn't pay money for sex.
No, never.
Oh, no, not him. But By the way, if you're ever on a phone line like that, trying to ask a woman for a date, and she asks you what you do for work, you just say, oh, I got a full-time job. I do my full-time job. And if she asks you, well, what do you do? Then you say, oh, you're trying to figure out if I can afford you? And if she hangs up on you, then that's what she was trying to do. But be that as it may, the D.C. Madam case, you know, they say she killed herself.
They claim.
Because she didn't want to go back to prison.
So yeah.
I don't think that killing herself was the right thing to do. In my opinion, what she should have done was gone to someplace like El Paso, where the Border Patrol goons ride around on bicycles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been a few days just studying the geography of the city. Then she should have rented a truck like she's moving and drive around there and run over a Border Patrol agent and then capture the free gun as a prize of war. I'm told the triggers are hard to pull on those Border Patrol guns, but then
a whole bunch
of enemy targets would have come swarming in while she's walking around the block. And she could have picked out the biggest, meanest, ugliest-looking cop coming out of the patrol car and blasted that one into hellfire. And then she would have been killed by enemy fire in combat on the battlefield. And since resistance to tyrants is obedience to God, she would have gone straight to heaven.
Well, and then there would have been no question about whether or not she had actually killed herself if she had actually approached it from that direction. Tom, thanks for the call tonight and the tips. We appreciate it. At 800-259
the last one was a tip.
9231. Well, the last one is interesting, actually, because, I mean, let's look at the D.C. Madam case for just a moment here. And there are more and more people at this point, even in the mainstream media, that are questioning whether or not this was actually a suicide. And in case you don't know, Deborah Dean Palfrey, the D.C. Madam, who had been convicted on various different racketeering-related charges connected to her running a prostitution ring in the D.C. area, which was allegedly connected to all kinds of movers and shakers and high rollers in the inside the Beltway. She was found dead, hanging in a shed in, I guess, on her mom's property down in Florida. There was allegedly a suicide note there, which, to my knowledge, has not yet been released to the public. But there are quotes from her and interviews where she has said things like she doesn't want to commit suicide, that she doesn't, back in the 90s, she actually expected someone might suicide her. Someone might make it, make her death look like a suicide, but she has said within the last year or so that she would never kill herself. Now, certainly people can change, there's no doubt about that, but she didn't even know at this point what she was going to be looking at for a punishment. She was facing up to 55 years. But it could have been, you know, 3 or 4 years, and it would have been what she got. And as Tom said, if you've got nothing left to lose, and the state is on your case, and they're ruining your life, and you get to the point where you're so distraught that you are willing to kill yourself, I don't know, Tom's suggestion isn't too bad. Go out and go after, I mean, it would make more sense to go after your prosecutor, you know, the people that actually are responsible for destroying your freedom, and take them out. I mean, I'm not advocating that, but it makes more sense. If you're going to die anyway, why not take out a few bad guys before you go?
I'd say it makes more sense. I wouldn't advocate it because, you know, I don't know. I mean, it seems like there could be a bigger crackdown for those of us that are alive afterwards.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I mean, hard to say. Normally, when someone like that goes off the handle, it's usually they're just painted as a crazy, and the news reports come out, and they go away, and everyone moves on with their life. I mean, there was that guy that walked into a city council meeting. Yeah, I don't even remember where it was. He walked into some city council meeting in
Missouri
or whatever, and blew away some people, and, you know, they painted him as a crackpot, but that's about as far as that went. Like I said, I'm not advocating that, but if you're going to kill yourself, why not make it more of a spectacle? Why not make it so everyone knows for sure? Because right now, there's some interesting stuff out there that suggests that maybe Ms. Palfrey didn't kill herself. In fact, one of her girls, from what I understand, one of her escorts, about a year ago, I guess during the whole trial, or sometime around the trial, one of her escorts was going to testify in some way, and she ended up with a noose around her neck, hung from somewhere.
It seems to me like some very important person's name might be on that list.
Yeah, that's what I would imagine. I'd imagine there's a handful of very important people on those.
I mean, she was a madam in Washington, D.C.
Right. she knows who's doing what, and she's probably got a few beans to spill, and they took her out. Or she took herself out. Up to you to decide what the truth is. The sheriff's department has made up their mind on this particular case. The police have ruled this a suicide. But based on her statements, some of them, from what I understand, relatively recent, based on her statements, doesn't seem like the Deborah Jean Palfrey that some people knew. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Let's see here. Let's talk, Mark, about the CPS case you've got. Some other kids have been stolen from their family?
Yep.
What happened?
This is from Freedom's Phoenix, Washington. There's an empty high chair sitting in the kitchen of the Arlington home of Nancy Hay and Christopher Siltor. It's their daughter Sabrina's high chair. But it's been empty for 2 years. 2 years. Because thieves disguised as Arlington County social workers and judges took her from her parents. She was stolen. No public scrutiny or accountability. Arlington County social workers used unproven allegations of neglect in April 2005 to justify removing then 3-week-old Sabrina from her parents' home.
Mm.
Her parents were accused anonymously of starving Sabrina.
Oh.
And they were deemed unable to care properly for her daughter, even with the frequent help of Nancy Hay's mother and a full-time nanny.
Wow.
Sounds like this...
A full-time nanny.
Yeah, it sounds like this child's being abused, isn't it? and probably some terrible things are going on right in the sight of the nanny and the grandmother, right?
Most kids don't get a nanny.
No. After more than 2 years of legal wrangling with the county's Child Protective Services, Arlington Circuit Court Judge James Almond terminated the couple's parental rights in June 2007.
Oh, so now they have absolutely zero chance of getting their kid back. Is that what you're saying?
It's beginning to look that way, yeah.
Wow.
9 months earlier, Sabrina's parents were completely exonerated by Virginia CPS hearing officer George Walton, who noted that in his official report that despite the baby's worrisome 10-ounce weight loss, this seems to be the crux of it all. The child lost 10 ounces soon after birth. My child lost a few ounces after birth.
Mm.
Children lose weight after birth.
Is there more to this story?
Yeah.
Let's get to it here in moments. Hour 2's coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. Plus a story about a lady who escaped from prison and has been caught 32 years late.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Attention.